afternoon. My name is Mike Twenge, the Kodiak Area Emergency Services Director. This authority is provided to the city manager from city and borough code. I'm not alone right now. The members of the Emergency Services Council are with me today. We meet each Thursday to discuss the current COVID situation. Today, we had discussion about the COVID-19 vaccine task force. Kodiak continues to see numerous cases of the coronavirus each and every day. As of today, we have 308 active cases reported, and we're quite sure there are more cases unreported. Today, we reported 48 more cases. This brings the total case count to 646. There have been a total of 21 local hospitalizations and 2 deaths associated with the virus. So be sure to always use the recommended health safety precautions of wearing a mask, stand back from others outside your household, and wash your hands to prevent the virus on your hands from reaching your mouth, nose, or eyes. The local medical providers have asked that we institute a mask mandate, which the Emergency Services Council did on November 19th. The purpose of the mandate is to protect one another from the virus and is effective in reducing the patients needing medical care. Travel increases your chances of getting and spreading COVID-19. Staying home is always the best way to protect yourself and others from COVID-19. Some travel activities like the transportation you choose and where you stay can increase your risk of getting COVID-19. Your chances of exposure are higher if you come into close contact with others, especially people you don't know or use shared public facilities like restrooms. We all know that COVID-19 is spreading in the United States and in many international destinations. According to the current federal government estimates, Alaska's initial vaccine allocation is estimated to be 35,100 doses of the Pfizer vaccine and 17,900 doses of the Moderna vaccine. Federal Drug Administration is scheduled to meet today to review Pfizer emergency use authorization applications for the vaccine and again on December 17th for Moderna. The EUA allows the FDA to make a product available during a declared state of emergency before it has a full license. The first shipments of the vaccine are expected to arrive in Alaska within the next 2 weeks. The first phase of the vaccination, referred to as Phase 1A, will focus on healthcare personnel serving patients with either confirmed or suspected COVID-19, along with staff and residents of long-term facilities. Alaska's Vaccine Allocation Committee plans to meet again today to identify additional groups that will be incorporated into Phase 1. Regular shipments of the vaccines are expected to continue throughout 2021. Providers who have fully enrolled in the COVID-19 vaccination program will be eligible to receive a portion of the first shipment. As of December 4th, 265 healthcare providers are fully enrolled. Kodiak Island Providence Medical Center, Providence, is fully enrolled. They are requesting vaccines for the Elder House residents, our local EMS service, and all other caregivers in the first round. Local COVID testing provided by our medical providers will continue by CANA and KCHC. CANA site is now at 3472 East Resinoff Drive, and KCHC is at 3248 Millbay Road. Both locations have signs out front identifying the testing location. So to schedule a COVID test, contact KCHC at 481-5000 or CANA at 486-9870. And remember to please stay home until you receive your test results and understand that it may be a few days dependent on the testing facility. You can ask this question when you take your test. The airport greeters continue to meet passengers at the terminal for each Alaska Airlines flight. They remind incoming passengers to quarantine for a few days after travel and to request a test to be confident that they are healthy. Kodiak Harbor Master is still issuing harbor use agreements, and they had 2 vessels in quarantine this week. Kodiak Island Borough School District intends to open in January, but to do that, we need community support to control the virus. They wish they were open now, but with staff illness, close contacts in quarantine, and student illness, they are currently unable to. So let's keep this in mind as we move further into the holidays. The school district continues to provide meals to students at pickup points, including Peterson Elementary and the high school, and delivery points throughout the community. They have been providing meals Monday through Friday. The superintendent and his staff have been working very hard to provide the best remote education possible to our youth and are very conscious of the health and wellness of staff and students. We are fortunate to have this high level of concern from our superintendent, Dr. Ledoux. Should the governor choose not to extend the public health disaster emergency declaration, which is scheduled to expire on December 15th, Kodiak Emergency Services Council will continue the local declaration until this community has reduced the active number of COVID cases to a safe level. Thank you for attending today, and we will return again next Thursday at noon for another community COVID-19 update. Remember to stay safe and don't be a close contact.
And that was the Emergency Services Director Mike Twenge giving a weekly EOC update. According to the Kodiak Area Emergency Services Organization, 48 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported for the Kodiak Island Borough. Of these cases, 13 were community transmission, 31 were close contacts, and 4 were unknown. This includes 2 cases tested and not previously reported on December 4th, 18 cases on December 8th, and 28 cases on December 9th. There have been 21 hospitalizations to date in Kodiak, with 4 patients currently hospitalized on the island. 1 patient was transported off-island yesterday, and there have been 2 deaths to date on Kodiak due to COVID-19. This brings the case count associated with the Kodiak Island Borough to 646 cases since the start of the pandemic, with 308 cases classified as active locally. And according to information collected by the New York Times, Kodiak remains the most severe COVID-19 hotspot in Alaska, with 264.9 cases per 100,000 residents. The runners-up are the Kuskokwim census area with 190.7 cases and the Bethel census area with 174.8 cases per 100,000 residents. The state of Alaska in its entirety has 95.6 cases per 100,000 residents. The Alaska Department of Corrections announced the 3rd death of an inmate due to COVID-19 this week. A 78-year-old with underlying health conditions was transferred from Anchorage Correctional Center to Alaska Regional Hospital on December 4th and died from COVID-19 complications on Tuesday, according to a statement. Last week, a 77-year-old inmate at the Goose Creek Prison in Point McKenzie died of COVID-19 at the Mat-Su Regional Medical Center. 2 weeks ago, the state announced the first inmate death due to COVID-19, a 69-year-old inmate at Goose Creek. The state has withheld the names of each individual for privacy reasons. The Department of Corrections has reported 21 inmates currently hospitalized due to COVID-19. Across the system, more than 1,000 general population inmates have tested positive for the disease, including more than half the inmates at Goose Creek. That's out of a total of about 4,500 inmates in the state correctional system, according to the Alaska Justice Information Center. After a delay of a few days, Astra is now opening its next rocket launch window beginning tomorrow. Astra hopes to launch their Rocket 3.2 tomorrow morning from the Pacific Space Force Complex near Passagshack. In an email to KMXT, Astra Head of Communications Alexis Georgeson said that the primary goal for this launch is not to reach orbit, but to simplify the rocket and its systems and increase efficiencies. The launch window is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Residents can expect road closures beginning at 7 a.m. near Fossil Beach. And for launch updates, you can call the Spaceport Complex 1-833-PSCA-321. The COVID-19 pandemic is keeping more people at home. Few tourists came to Alaska this summer, and local residents are spending less time in stores. Some small businesses in the state have spent this year moving inventory online to try to reach customers they won't see in person. and many businesses are finding that this is worth the investment. Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports.
Alaska Mill and Feed in Anchorage sells a lot of different things. Pet food, gardening tools, plants, those little booties you see dogs wearing in the winter. Moving that inventory online, says the company's Kimberly McCourtney, is a big job.
From a data perspective, it's a daunting and massive project.
McCourtney says her business has been experiencing a boom in online sales. The pandemic has forced many people to change the way they shop. As customers spend less time browsing stores, they're spending more time on the internet. McCourtney says Alaska Mill and Feed is working hard to keep those sales local, competing with websites like Amazon. She says they were working on building their online presence even before the pandemic, and this year it's become clear they're moving in the right direction.
The spring taught us rapidly that growth and demand were there. And in the fourth quarter, behind the scenes, we've really been vetting out and building a brand new website, which we hope to launch January 1st.
The store offers curbside pickup and delivery. They have a lot of products online already, including Christmas trees.
We can talk with customers on the phone. We have it set up so we could do a live video chat and we could show them trees that way and they could pick out their favorite. So nothing, I think, is off the table currently with what we're facing.
The business has been around for 70 years and its inventory is huge. McCourtney says they eventually want to get everything online. That's around 20,000 products.
We're such an old company that you have like 30 or 40 years of items, where now is a great opportunity to go back through there and go, do we even have this blue lid cover for a canning jar?
But it's a priority, and McCourtney says there are multiple employees who are working on this full time. Online sales have also become a priority for Janet Gregory, who owns Over the Rainbow Toys in South Anchorage. The store's website is not new, but Gregory says it was never a priority before.
We've always had a modest website that I always regarded as a place to see, what kind of store we were, what kind of product we sold. But it really wasn't geared to drive website sales.
Gregory is in the middle of the busiest time of the year for her toy store. She typically makes about 30% of the year's sales in the last 6 weeks of the year. In 2020, online sales are a huge part of that.
The number of web orders we're receiving right now is at least 10 times the volume we have received typically in the past.
Gregory is not alone in prioritizing online sales this year. Tyler Yates is in charge of the website and online sales at the Hoarding Marmot. The outdoor consignment store launched a new online store a few months ago.
We started working on it as soon as businesses locked down, and it just took a little bit to get our old computer system to work with, a new resale environment, new website environment.
Yates says he'd been pitching the idea to his boss since before the pandemic, but the disruption to businesses in March was a big driver in actually making it happen. Getting inventory from the store online takes some time, says Yates. He's finding products, photographing them, coming up with descriptions. So to start, they've been focusing on higher dollar products.
Selling, a sticker for 50 cents isn't always worth it, but, a pair of skis for $300, that works for us.
Yates says customers have been taking advantage of a feature that allows them to check their consignment account balance online. And he says they have seen an uptick in sales since the new website launched. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
The town of Tenakee Springs saw its first ferry in more than 5 months last night after the completion of a new city dock. Float planes and private vessels provided the only transportation while the state constructed the $11 million project. But as KCAW's Aaron McKinstry reports, some Tenakee residents worry that the new facility won't get the use it was intended for. 22 degrees, fair skies. Humidity is at 82%, west wind at 3 miles an hour. It's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day with these mostly sunny skies. And you want to enjoy it while you can, because tonight the clouds are going to be moving in. Expect a low around 25, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight. Tomorrow, a chance of snow before noon, then a chance of rain and snow between noon and 3 p.m. Then it'll turn to rain showers, it looks like, after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 39. Not too bad. Northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. If we're heading up to the mainland in Homer right now, let's see, 30 degrees with light snow, fog, and mist. Calm winds, though, but that patchy freezing fog is going to be hanging around before 4 p.m. High near 30, calm wind becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 19, north wind around 5 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 28, north wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And up in Anchorage, let's see, they got a lot of fog up there. There's some college students trying to make it home today and commenting about the fog in Anchorage right now. It's a freezing fog at 20 degrees, but calm wind, so it's definitely going to be hanging around at least through the afternoon. High near 23, calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, areas of freezing fog after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 10 and north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow, areas of freezing fog before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 17, north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Well, today is Thursday, December 10th. The sun rose at 9:43 this morning, and it will set this afternoon at 4:22 p.m., giving us 6 hours and 39 minutes of daylight. We will have lost, just about a minute and 39 seconds of daylight, but the good news is that the sun is still going to rise tomorrow at 9:44 a.m. Our record high was 47 in 2013. Record low, zero, in 1975. If you're heading out onto the water, let's take a look at your marine forecast for North Gulf Coast and the Kodiak Island waters, including the Kodiak Inlet. There is a low pressure that's going to linger over the Gulf today and tomorrow, and then that front is going to move towards the North Gulf Coast Friday into Saturday, which is it's going to be bringing us a lot of that rain. Warm rain. For the west of the Barren Islands, including Kamishak Bay, there is a heavy freezing spray warning today and a small craft advisory today and tomorrow. Right now, there's a northwest wind of 30 knots with seas at 10 feet and heavy freezing spray. Tonight, north wind of 20 knots, becoming northeast of 30 knots after midnight. Seas at 7 feet, building to 11 feet after midnight with freezing spray. And tomorrow, northeast wind of 30 knots with seas at 11 feet and freezing spray. For the Barren Islands East, a small craft advisory through Friday. Northwest wind of 25 knots right now with seas at 8 feet and freezing spray. Tonight, variable wind of 10 knots becoming east of 15 knots after midnight, seas at 9 feet. And tomorrow, east wind of 15 knots increasing to 25 knots in the afternoon, seas at 7 feet. From Marmot Island to Sitkanak, we've got a gale warning tomorrow. Right now, there's a northwest wind of 15 knots becoming variable of 10 knots in the afternoon, with seas at 6 feet. Tonight, east wind of 20 knots increasing to 30 knots after midnight, with seas at 8 feet. Tomorrow, there's that gale warning with an east wind of 35 knots north of Dangerous Cape, and an east wind of 20 knots increasing to 30 knots in the afternoon, seas at 15 feet. Fort Chiniac Bay, today, northwest wind of 10 knots in the morning, becoming variable less than 10 knots. Seas at 2 feet. Tonight, variable wind of less than 10 knots, becoming northeast of 15 knots. After midnight, seas at 4 feet. And tomorrow, northeast wind of 10 knots, becoming east of 20 knots in the afternoon. Seas at 3 feet, building to 6 feet in the afternoon. From Marmot Bay today, northwest wind of 10 knots in the morning, becoming variable of less than 10 knots, with seas at 3 feet. Tonight, east wind of 10 knots, becoming northeast of 15 knots after midnight, seas at 4 feet. And tomorrow, northeast wind of 10 knots, becoming east of 20 knots in the afternoon. Seas at 3 feet, building to 7 feet in the afternoon. And finally, for the Shelikov Strait. Right now, variable wind of 10 knots with seas at 3 feet. Tonight, northeast wind of 20 knots, increasing to 30 knots after midnight. Seas at 5 feet, building to 10 feet after midnight. And tomorrow, there's a gale warning for the Shelikov Strait. Northeast wind of 35 knots with seas at 16 feet. Taking a look at the tide table. In the Kodiak District, well, let's see. We got a low tide coming up later this afternoon, 4:31 p.m. of 0.98 feet. And a high tide tonight at 10:36 p.m. of 6.81 feet. Over on the west side, Neuganic Bay, low tide at 5:04 p.m. of 1.33 feet. And 33 feet. And high tide tonight at 11:10 p.m. of 13.10 feet. Well, let's take a look at the community bulletin board as we're still working out some technical difficulties with some of our equipment up here. Let's take a look. Well, you can help support youth activities in Kodiak. The Kiwanis tree sales are going on until December 13th. They start, tomorrow. It looks like the last few days, Friday 4 to 7 p.m., Saturday 10 to 4, and Sunday noon to 4. You can check them out at 111 Bartell Avenue. That's 111 Bartell Avenue. They have three varieties of trees, wreaths, mantelpieces, and cedar garland. I think that might be a new one this year. And special thanks to Mattson and Worldwide Mover. So you still need some Christmas holiday decorations. You got one more weekend. The St. James the Fisherman Church's annual holiday miniature quilt show and bake sale will take place, looks like Saturday, December 12th, from 10 to 3:30 p.m. in the St. James Parish Hall. You can contact Ellen Lester at 942-3868 for more information, but keep in mind masks are required for entries and during the show, and there is a limited entry to three people in the quilt show and three in the bake sale room in the church. Let's take a look at some of the community meetings going on this week. Well, tonight there is for the Kodiak Island Borough, there is an assembly special meeting on Monday, 6:30 p.m., Consolidation Committee meeting. Next week, Planning and Zoning on Wednesday at 6:30, and then the Borough Assembly regular meeting on next Thursday, December 17th at 6:30 p.m. And then the Kodiak City Council will hold a regular council meeting this Thursday, December 10th. The meeting will begin at 7:30 p.m. Elected officials will be participating via audio-video conferencing and or a few in person. Public members are encouraged to tune in right here, KMXC 100.1 FM. There is this is a virtual meeting, and for everyone's protection, there will be no in-person attendance for this meeting in compliance with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance on social distancing and gathering. For participation options, please contact the clerk's office at 486-8636. And you can find the regular meeting agendas and packets online at www.city.kodiak.ak.us/meetings. They encourage members of the public to email their comments to clerks@city.kodiak.ak.us, or you can still call into the meeting at 907-486-8610. Well, I think that just about does it for the Island Messenger. We got a couple minutes, and then we're going to head on over to the baby bunker.